Hazel Finn family.
What'd you say, lane was?
Well, just an narrow road that would connect maybe two.
Not paved. Just a little narrow.
Just that would connect.
Two larger roads, maybe, you know, that we're going in the opposite direction.
Give me a spelling.
Would it be big enough for two cars, or?
No, I think of maybe just one.
Do you think of it as having trees or
Yeah, lots of trees and things, maybe along it.
On both sides of it. And a road that leads up to a person's house would be
a driveway?
Okay. And something along the side of the street for people to walk on.
Sidewalk?
Any old-fashioned name for sidewalk? Do you hear bonkhead or?
No.
And say if you're walking along a road and an animal jumped out and scared you, you say, I picked up a, something hard, I picked up a.
A rock?
And I.
Threw it?
Okay, anything else you'd say besides threw it?
No.
Do you ever hear people say chunked it or?
Well, pitched, you know, some people pitch a rock.
Okay. I've heard people talk in this area, or I haven't heard them use a lot of the terms you've used.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's why I'm giving you names.
You see, this area of Florida, Daytona Beach, is not...
It's tourist.
It's more tourist.
You get a little further west, though.
More of a metropolitan area right here in Daytona Beach. Whereas if you go inland and down south, more particularly on the west coast of Florida, and the upper part of central Florida, you will find more of the old-timers.
Especially the farmers, too.
Yeah, but Daytona Beach has always been more of the tourists that come down and say spend several months or 6 months. She's in the family. So you really... unless you find, like I said, the elderly.
What about the David Bueller?
Well,
now you see, Lawrence just died.
Mm-hmm.
He was 70. And
yeah, but he probably hadn't lived here all his
time. His family has lived here for years.
But you see, his children would pick up all the terms that he used, and those would be
terms now, all
to this
area. Yeah, that lives right up here in the curve of the road. That's why.
All lives right up there, and he's lived down in this area.
What about that old school teacher that I had?
Anyway.
Second grade. Now, I read a thing in the green sheet about her. Mrs. She was the first school teacher.
Still lives up there right by the Methodist Church. And she has lived here.
She was the first school teacher.
Okay, what's this woman's name?
Hazel Finney, and she's on South Palmetto.
Oh, I just get down her address and she drop by there.
Well, I think she works at Cox's office supplies down on South Palmetto.
You're going to have to give me a better spelling.
F-I-N-N-E-Y?
It may not be spelled F-I-N-N-E-Y. It may be spelled it.
Shh! Go ahead and answer a question, sir, because we don't know that.
You went up to someone's house and knocked on the door and no one answered. You say, I guess he's not
at home.
And someone was walking in your direction. You say, he's coming straight.
Toward me?
Okay. And if you went into town and happened to see a friend of yours that you hadn't been counting on seeing, say, I just happened to run
into you or bump into you.
Okay. And if a child's given the same name that her mother has, you say they named the child?
After her mother. She was her namesake.
Okay. And something that people drink for breakfast would be?
Something white?
Milk or coffee or orange juice.
Okay. And if you wanted some coffee but there weren't any ready, you'd say, I have to go.
Oh, goodness, we just use instant, you know, so, but you'd say perk, I guess, if it was.
What do you say about instant? You have to.
Oh, goodness. Just mix it, I guess, you know.
Okay. Do you ever say make it or boil it or cook it?
Make it, yeah, because I mostly just...